This is an audio summary for your AIL 80 101 course. The reading is Introducing Google's Secure AI Framework, a 2023 article by Royal Hansen and Phil Venables, published on Google's blog, The Keyword. This one pairs nicely with the Responsible AI and Governance material from earlier in the course, because it is a security team's eye view of the same problem, not is the model fair, but can the model be attacked, and what do we do about it? Here is the summary. Let's start with the basic argument, because it is refreshingly blunt. The potential of AI, and especially generative AI, is enormous, but racing into a new frontier without agreed security standards is how you get a mess. So, in June 2023, Google proposed the Secure AI Framework, which it abbreviates as SAFE. It is described, carefully, as a conceptual framework. In other words, it is not a product you buy or a checklist you certify against. It is a way of thinking about securing AI systems meant to be shared across the public and private sectors so that when AI models get deployed, they are, in Google's phrase, secure by default. Hold on to that phrase. Secure by default is the whole spirit of the thing. Build the protections into the foundation so that doing the safe thing is the path of least resistance, rather than a bolt-on you remember after launch. Where does SAFE come from? Google is candid that it did not invent AI security from scratch. SAFE borrows the security habits the software industry has spent decades hardening, reviewing code, testing it, and controlling the supply chain so that what you ship is what you think you shipped. Then it layers on the risks that are genuinely specific to AI. The article names four of these threats, and they are worth knowing because they map directly onto the kinds of systems you have been studying. The first is model theft, where an attacker essentially steals the trained model itself. The second is data poisoning, where someone corrupts the training data so the model learns the wrong lessons. The third is prompt injection, where malicious instructions are smuggled in through the model's inputs to make it misbehave. And the fourth is the extraction of confidential information that was buried in the training data. If you think back to the data quality and bias discussions from earlier weeks, notice the shift. Here the data is not just messy or biased, it is a deliberate attack surface. Now the heart of the article. SAFE has six core elements. I will walk through them in plain language. Element one is to expand strong security foundations to the AI ecosystem. Translation: take the secure by default infrastructure your organization already runs and stretch it to cover AI systems, applications, and users. Google's nice example is that prompt injection is, conceptually, a cousin of an old attack called SQL injection. Defenders have spent 20 years sanitizing and limiting inputs to databases, and many of those same instincts can be adapted to defend against prompt injection. The new threat is not as alien as it looks. Element two is to extend detection and response so that AI is part of your organization's threat universe. The point is timeliness. When an AI-related incident happens, you want to already be watching for it. Practically, that means monitoring the inputs and outputs of generative AI systems for anomalies and using threat intelligence to anticipate attacks rather than just clean up after them. And note who has to be in the room: trust and safety teams, threat intelligence teams, and counter-abuse teams, all collaborating. Security here is not one lonely department. Element three is to automate defenses to keep pace with threats. This one has a slightly uncomfortable edge. Adversaries are going to use AI to scale up their attacks, so defenders have to use AI. Right back to stay fast and cost-effective. It is an arms race, and standing still is losing. Element four is to harmonize platform-level controls to ensure consistent security across the organization. The enemy here is fragmentation. If every team invents its own protections, coverage is uneven and expensive. Instead, you want consistent control frameworks so that the best protections scale across every tool and every application automatically. Google points to building these controls into the software development lifecycle, so security travels with the product rather than chasing it. Element five is to adapt controls and create faster feedback loops for AI deployment. This is the element that most reflects how AI actually behaves. It changes. So your defenses have to learn too. That means constant testing of what you have deployed, updating training data sets, fine-tuning models to respond to attacks, and running regular red team exercises, where you pay friendly experts to attack your own system before the real adversaries do. continuous learning applied to security. Element 6 is to contextualize AI system risks within the surrounding business processes. This is the one a manager should love because it zooms out. A model does not exist in a vacuum. It sits inside a business workflow. So you conduct end-to-end risk assessments. Where did this data come from? How is it validated? How does the system behave in operation? And what is the actual business risk if it fails? You also build automated checks to validate that the AI is performing as it should. Technology risk and business risk treated as one picture. So those are the six. If you are hearing echoes of the NIST and ISO frameworks from your responsible AI reading, that is not a coincidence, and the article makes the link explicit. Google says it is engaging with the NIST AI Risk Management Framework and with the ISO and IEC 42001 AI Management Standard, which it calls the industry's first AI certification standard. It also notes that those standards lean on older, established security frameworks, the NIST Cybersecurity Framework and the ISO and IEC 27001 Security Management Standard. The message is that AI security is not a brand new island. It is being wired into the governance plumbing organizations already use. The article closes with how Google says it will actually put SAFE into action, and it lists 5 moves. It will foster industry support by lining up partners and contributing to those NIST and ISO standards. It will work directly with customers and governments to help them assess and reduce AI security risks, including hands-on workshops. It will share insights from its threat intelligence teams about real-world attacks on AI systems. It will expand its bug bounty programs to reward researchers who find AI safety and security flaws. And it will keep shipping secure AI offerings with partners, including open-source tools to help others put SAFE into practice. So what should you carry out of this reading? 3 things. First, the vocabulary: model theft, data poisoning, prompt injection, and training data extraction are now standard items in any serious AI risk conversation, and you should be able to name them. Second, the structure. The 6 elements are really a maturity model, moving from foundations to detection to automation to consistency to adaptive feedback and finally to business context. Third, the strategic posture. Secure by default, built on existing security wisdom, harmonized with the formal governance frameworks rather than competing with them. From a 2026 vantage, the striking thing is how quickly this stopped being aspirational. SAFE grew into a broader risk map and self-assessment effort, and the threats it named have only become more concrete as generative AI moved into everyday products. For a course about managing AI development and infrastructure, this is the security lens you bolt onto everything else. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 7.